Hello, I want to talk to you today about forming your team. Remember the old saying, there they go, I must haste after them, for I am their leader? Well, this falls back on the basic understanding that leaders lead. And if you're not leading someone, you're just taking a walk. So the question I have for you is this. Who are you leading? Who is currently on your team, and who would you like to have on your team? With that in mind, I'd like to share a simple formula about forming a team. Identify, enlist, train, commission, and encourage. First, identify who you need on your team and why. This starts with a clear vision of where you want to go and how you plan to get there. Let's say you're looking to expand children's ministry on Sunday mornings. If you only want one class, you may look for just one teacher and maybe a substitute and a helper. On the other hand, if you want to start several classes with various age groups, you may want to be looking for a department head leader. Or do you want to start just one class at a time? And if so, what class do you want to launch first? Then match the person with the task. A person who loves to work with toddlers may have an entirely different set of giftings, skills, calling, and passion than someone who would be heading up an entire children's department. Make sure you can clearly articulate what you're looking for or who you are looking for and why. Provide a roadmap of where you want to head, then make a job description and keep your eyes and ears open so you can quickly identify this person that you're looking for. Nothing feels better than finding the right person for the right job. So now you have to figure out how to enlist this individual to be part of your team. Here's one strategy you might want to consider. We're desperate to find a teacher for a class filled with rowdy junior high boys. You wouldn't want to volunteer, would you? Now, that's a train wreck just waiting to happen. As you consider your appeal, be optimistic. Show the rewards for both the volunteer and the people they will serve. Give them specific expectations and assure them you'll be there to provide the resources they need. As you consider your appeal, be optimistic. Show the rewards for both the volunteer and the people they'll serve. Give them specific expectations and assure them that you'll be there to provide the resources they need. The more information you have, the better decision your potential team member can make. Nothing helps you enlist and retain volunteers as much as providing adequate and ongoing training. Remember the old formula, I do, you watch. I do, you help. Then you do and I help. And finally, you do and I watch. Actually, this is an okay management style if you need a clone of yourself or if you're starting a franchise. But in many cases, it's just not applicable. I may need a great musician on my team, but don't know the difference between a quarter note and a half note myself. You want to expose your team members to quality training that develops them into a vital contributor to the team. Well, you've identified potential volunteers and you've enlisted them to be part of your team. They've been properly trained. Now's the time to commission them. Hand the reins over to them and cheer them on in the process. Make sure that you stay connected with your team volunteers. Provide ongoing training, encourage them and pray for them, and continue to reinforce their value as a part of your team. So there you have it. Identify, enlist, train, commission, and encourage.